You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. HDFC Life Insurance Company on Monday reported its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs 478.97 crore, up 14.9% in comparison to Rs 416.71 crore during the corresponding quarter of previous year. The company's net premium income for the quarter stood at Rs 12,548.42 crore as against Rs 11,507.89 crore during the same period last year. HDFC Life's annualized premium equivalent, which is a measure of new business written by a life insurance company, came in at Rs 2,866 crore for the quarter. This was up 23% as against Rs 2,328 crore recorded during Q1 FY24. The company recorded value of new business for Q1 at Rs 718 crore, reflecting a growth of 18% both YOY. Up next, AI and machine learning jobs are the highest paid among the new age roles offered by the corporate sector, according to a report. The report by talent platform Foundit, released on Thursday, showed that the freshers in AI/ML roles have the highest average minimum salary, Rs 7.8 lakh per annum, and average maximum salary, Rs 10.3 lakh per annum, indicating a strong demand for the skills even at the entry level. The AI/ML professionals are also the highest paid in the mid and senior levels across the new age roles. Mid-level AI/ML professionals, 7 to 10 years of work experience, have an average maximum salary of Rs 28.6 lakh per annum, followed by Rs 25.3 lakh for software development jobs. In other news, the big five audit firms in India are facing a talent crunch. A regulatory clampdown and a higher number of relatively safer career opportunities elsewhere are pulling chartered accountants away from the audit profession. A senior partner at a big five firm told FE that the auditing verticals and top firms are operating with 20% lower staff than the required strength. At present, the top five firms have around 12,500 people in their audit function. Quote, the amount of work is increasing every year, but the staff strength is not growing as fast. Although we need to increase the capacity to handle the additional work and deal with the regulatory oversight, unquote, said audit vertical head at a big five firm. Moving on, city gas distribution companies Indraprastha Gas and Mahanagar Gas might have seen flat to marginal volume growth sequentially in the June quarter and a fall in earnings on year. As per Elara Capital, IGL and MGL's EBITDA earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization is set to decline 16% and 31% on year, respectively, led by a 26 to 38% decline in EBITDA per SCM margin, partly offset by 7 to 11% volume growth. Quote, gross margin should decline sequentially for IGL as well. However, with normalization in OPEX, operational expenses, which was elevated in 4Q FY24, unit EBITDA would likely be flat sequentially at Rs 6.6 per SCM against Rs 8.6 per SCM in the corresponding quarter last year, unquote, said Kotak Institutional Equities. In another development, in a series of optimistic evaluations, multiple brokerage firms have revised their target prices for HCL Tech stock after the company maintained its fiscal year revenue guidance at 3 to 5% year-on-year and the operating margin at 18 to 19% despite a challenging first quarter. As a result, the stock rose nearly 5% intraday to a three-month high of Rs 1,636.40 on the NSE. Eventually, the stock erased most of its gains to end 0.5% higher at Rs 1,568. Nivama Institutional Equities maintained their buy rating, elevating the target price from Rs 1,700 to Rs 1,800. Quote, HCL Tech's sharp re-rating has been driven by higher growth than peers and rectification of its capital allocation policy fundamentals that shall sustain in FY25, to unquote, they stated. Next up, with the mandi prices of key pulses varieties, Thur, Urad and Chana, declining due to rising imports, the government is currently assessing stock availability with the big retailers for ensuring that moderation in prices is passed on to consumers. Nidhi Khare, Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs, told FE that they are monitoring pulses held with wholesalers, importers and retailers as imports of pulses have eased domestic supplies. Khare, in a meeting on Tuesday attended by the officials of the major retailers including Reliance Retail, DMart, Tata Stores and Spencer, stated that mandi price of chana, thur and urad in key mandis have declined by around 4% compared to prices prevailed in June, but retail prices are not seeing similar decline. Lastly, thematic and sectoral funds have become the flavor of the season, with both fund houses and investors registering an over fourfold increase in monthly inflows over the past 6 months and drawing more than 55% of the total equity investments in June. Last month, 9 new fund offerings raised as much as Rs 12,974 crore. Monthly inflows into thematic and sectoral funds soared to Rs 22,532 crore in June from Rs 4,805 crore in January. The growing demand for such funds also reflected in the number of NFOs 22 launched during the period. Quote, this is an effect of the bull market progressing, where investors are now seeking new growth opportunities and decent valuations, unquote, said Anand Varadarajan, Chief Business Officer, Tata Asset Management. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.